From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Today I want to share with you some thoughts from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 and the verse 5, where St. Paul writes, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." A mediator is a person who resolves a problem. There is a difficulty between two people or two factions, two nations even. Therefore, intervention is necessary by an honest broker who can solve the issue and bring the two sides together. Sometimes individuals require mediators. Two friends or two family members have a falling out, and a mutual friend enters the fray to bring about a settlement. Sadly, the use of mediation services become necessary when marriages break down. Likewise, in the workplace, arbitration services and tribunals are available to solve disputes that arise between employees and their employers. Among nations, agencies like the United Nations or NATO get involved with peacekeeping roles and with negotiation roles to keep warring factions apart. Sometimes one nation intervenes in order to provide diplomacy, channels of communication between two sides in a conflict. Very often, though, by the time the arbitrator or the peacekeeper enters, the problem has become virtually irretrievable. It is the most difficult and humbling thing to accept that I need help, that we need help, that we cannot do this by ourselves. Therefore, when help is accepted, it is often much too late in the day. Much better in life to nip these things in the bud. But we are only human, and we allow problems to fester to the point of no return. Therefore, when the mediator comes along, the situation is dire. The friends are not speaking, or they are virtually coming to blows. One party in the marriage has his or her bags packed. The workforce is on strike. Someone has been dismissed. Lives have been lost in the battlefield. And therefore, at this critical hour, the mediator comes in to try and repair the broken pieces. And that is very, very difficult. No one would deny, though, that wise and trusted mediators are most useful in dealing with the sensitive and explosive area of human relationships. Here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, we read about the one mediator between God and men. Man needs a mediator in order that we might have peace with God. But what is our problem with God, and what is God's problem with us? Why do we need a mediator? Well, if there is a mediator between God and man, and if the Bible says so, then the lesson is very clear. We need a mediator because we are at a distance from God. So what is the issue? What is it that puts us at this distance from God? One word: sin. What is sin? Sin is the rebelling against God, against the nature of God, against the law of God. God is our creator. Because He is our creator, we therefore are His creatures. And because we are His creatures, we are accountable to Him. And God has given us His law. His law is designed for our good. His law are the rules that should fashion human nature, human procedure, human society. But man resists the law of God. Man wants to do his own thing. Man wants to develop life and society according to his own thinking, and he ignores God, he defies God. Our sin breaks His law. And we are all sinners. This is the most inescapable fact. Is there anyone who will say, "I am perfect, I have never sinned"? Is there such a person? If such a person were to raise his or her head and say, "I have not sinned," that person would be a liar, that person would be living in delusion and self-deception. The fact that in life we need mediators so regularly, whether it is amongst friendships, whether it is within marriages, whether it is in the workplace, or whether it is amongst nations. The fact that we need these mediators is evidence of our sinfulness, our corruption. We cause problems with each other. And ultimately, our greatest problem is with God. And all of the other problems that we have, it is just a reflection of our separation from God, our sinfulness, the wickedness, the corruption of our own nature. We see it everywhere and in every place, in every part of life. We cannot escape the fact that we are sinners, and this sin is a universal fact that comprehends all people, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Our sin has broken God's law. We therefore are guilty in his court. And just imagine yourself to be standing before God, the great judge of all the earth, and God says, guilty. And this is not a human judge. A human judge is someone who has tremendous authority. But that judge is a sinful person too. But this judge of all the earth gets things correct. Never makes mistakes. No miscarriages in his courtroom. All of the evidence is exact and weighed up accordingly. And he pronounces us guilty. This is a solemn, serious thing. The Lord Jesus Christ said that we are condemned already. He that believeth not is condemned already. And there we have a picture of men and women sitting on death row, waiting for the execution day, condemned already. Therefore, as sinners, men and women are condemned already. And if you have never trusted Christ as your Savior, if you're not saved, you're condemned already. You're waiting for the day of execution. The Bible says God is angry with the wicked every day. Men and women are facing his wrath, and his wrath is thoroughly deserved. The Bible says that death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. The Bible lists the people who will be cast into the lake of fire. And amongst that list we find those that are unbelievers who have never trusted in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. God is not a sadistic creature who loves to punish wicked people. No, no. God wants to make peace with sinners. Therefore, the idea of a mediator was God's idea. God wants to make peace with man. He wants man to make peace with him. And so he came up with the idea of a mediator. He ordained a mediator. And who was the mediator that God ordained? It was his son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, Jesus Christ became man. This was what the incarnation was all about. God the Son became man. And therefore, suddenly, we have the two sides of the dispute represented. Christ is totally qualified to be our mediator, and he is the only one who can have these qualifications, because no one else is both God and man. A mediator must be an honest broker who can represent both sides of the dispute, one that has the confidence of both parties. And here is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is God. He represents God's side of the dispute, but he is also man. He represents man's side of the dispute. Therefore, he is the one that can find a way through, who can do what no one else can do. He can accomplish peace between men and God. So how does he do that? As a man, he lived a perfect life for us. He became our representative. He became the representative of all men. You see, we had another representative, and that was Adam. But Adam sinned, and that's why we are sinners today. That's why we have this original sin. That's why we all are universally condemned. Because Adam sinned, and as Adam sinned, all of humanity sinned with him. And then along comes Jesus Christ, who is called the second Adam in scriptures. He did what Adam failed to do. He lived a perfect life for us. He took our place. He was righteous for us. He was perfect for us. He kept the law of God for us. So therefore we have peace through this mediator, because he is perfect, and because he was perfect for us. But he did more than that. It wasn't just enough for him to live a perfect life for us. He had to literally take our guilt and take our punishment. You see, where there is a transgression, there must be punishment. And Christ took that punishment upon his own body on the tree, that we might have peace with God. The justice of God had to be satisfied. Therefore, on that cross, he took the weight of our sin. He took the guilt of our sin. It was all laid upon him. He was separated from his Father in the cross. He suffered the torment of our eternal hell. He did this for us. He did it on the cross. Therefore, the cross of Christ is a bridge. There is a great gulf, a great chasm. On the one side is man, on the other side is God. And there's no way through. Both are separated from each other. The gulf seems to be unbridgeable. But then God throws down that cross of Christ to bridge the gap. And Jesus Christ was laid out upon that cross, and there he died. And suddenly there is a way between man and God. Suddenly there is a way by which man can have peace with God, only through the Lord Jesus Christ. But a dead mediator is of no value. A dead mediator could not accomplish peace. Therefore, he didn't just die for us, but he rose again for us. And how remarkable that is. We live in a world of death. We stare death in the face every day. We're but a heartbeat. We're but a breath away from death. As we travel along the roads, we are just a few inches from death at any one time. And death is stalking us everywhere and in every place. And someday his dark shadow will envelop these frail mortal bodies in which we live. But here is one who defeated death. Here is one who gives us hope. Here is one who says, because I live, ye shall live also. Here is one who says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me shall never die. What hope there is through this mediator. And he prays for us today. He still makes intercession. He prays we come to God through him, the one who lived for us, the one who died for us, the one who rose again for us. He prays for us, and therefore we come to God through him, because a mediator is a priest, and that's a good word. A priest is a mediator. A priest is one who stands between men and God, and he is our great high priest. He is the only priest we need today. He is the only mediator we need. We come to God through him. And writing to the Hebrews, the Apostle Paul said, he ever liveth to make intercession for us. And he saves to the very uttermost all that come unto God by him. There is hope for all of us today because of this mediator. How can you receive the benefit of his mediation? You must recognize your need. You must recognize that you are separated from God. And you must come to him, and you must trust him, and you must cry unto him, Lord, save me. Will you do that today? Will you give your heart to Jesus Christ? Come to God through Christ. And when you do that, you will be saved. For he never turns away anyone that comes to God through him. He gives us his word. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.